Welcome to Beyond the Big Agencies, the podcast for SLPs, OTs, PTs, and related service providers who want to work with schools, but not for them. I'm Elise Mitchell, an SLP, a school contracting coach, and the owner of the Therapist Support Network, here to help you take control of your career, do what you love, and build a sustainable practice on your terms. Because school staffing should be left to the professionals. Let's dig in. Hey there, and welcome back to Beyond the Big Agencies. I'm your host, Elise Mitchell, and I am excited to discuss the topic today, which is it time to hire? So this is for those of you that have a contract and you are wondering if you want to take it to the next level. This may also be for those of you that have a few subcontractors or a few hires under your belt that kind of fell into your lap and you're wondering if it's time to expand even more. So if you have ever wondered, is it time to hire? Stick with me and we're going to kind of unpack this topic a bit. So the truth is hiring can feel like a big leap, and it is a big leap, but it might be exactly what your business needs without maxing out your schedule. So today I'm going to walk through kind of those five signs that you're ready to hire, because I have found that this is an area where imposter syndrome or doubt or whatever steps in and kind of gives us a bit of tunnel vision, if you will, right? Because we're sitting there thinking that we don't have the skill set or it's going to be really daunting. So I'm going to break it down by signs that you need to take this step, that the universe is nudging you to take this step, and then we'll go from there. So let's dive in. Okay, let's start with sign number one, that it's time to hire, which is the only reason you haven't hired yet is because you don't know how to hire. Like, that is the only thing holding you back, is what you feel like is a gap in your knowledge. So it's not because you don't want to hire. It's because the process feels overwhelming. And with this one, I point this out because this is such a big sign. This is telling us that something is holding us back, but it's not desire. And desire and goals need to run your business decisions, right? Fear needs to not run your business decisions. And so if you aren't hiring, but you'd like to one day, I don't know how and I'm overwhelmed and I don't want to start, please consider hiring. There are so many professionals out there. I'm going to attach a checklist that can give you a big picture of making that first hire. But the good news is hiring is a skill you can learn, especially that first hire. I mean, you really don't have a lot of the legal obligations in states like we do when we get larger. And so you are able to adjust and learn as you go. And it is a skill that is just like any other skill you've already learned. You have contracted, you have negotiated your rate, you have set up a business. So nothing about hiring is something that you cannot learn. So sign number one, and this causes some reflection. I've had to do this so many times in my business. Why am I not taking that step, next step? Am I making a fear-based decision on, I don't know how to do it, I'm not going to do it right? Or am I making a desire decision? And the difference is, like, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it right, versus I don't want to be a boss. I don't want to take my business to this level. This is not for me. Those are two very different reasons to not hire. So sign number one is that you want to, you just for some reason feel like you aren't equipped to, you don't have the knowledge, etc. Okay, so sign number two, you're turning down contracts you'd love to say yes to. If you are turning down opportunities, I mean, I don't know another way the universe can give you a nudge. If you are turning down opportunities, friend, it is time. So if you're watching these great opportunities pass you by simply because you physically can't take them on, let's say your schedule's maxed, if you have a hybrid practice, maybe you're seeing a lot more private clients, you have a wait list there, plus you already have a few schools under your belt, but yet the community has additional needs, that is a growth problem. And it is a good one to have. This is one of my favorite growth problems, because hiring support means that you can serve your community without maxing out your schedule. So sign number two is you are just watching these great opportunities pass you by. I am here to tell you, you can bring on a provider to serve those additional opportunities, whether it's a part-time school or if it is a full-time placement or maybe a few hours. There are providers out there looking for work for provider-run business like yourself. So absolutely don't turn down opportunities. Keep serving your community if you want to, if that is a path you'd like to take your business. Sign number three, admin work is hijacking your nights and weekends. So if your laptop is glued to your side at 10 p.m. because you're just now getting to invoices because you have a full-time school schedule, or you're catching up on paperwork. First of all, you are not alone. This is a very common problem that contractors face because we tend to say, well, I'm my own boss. I can take on more students. I get to bill for all that time. That's a beautiful paycheck. But then you find yourself doing admin work at home, which sounds really appealing, but it can absolutely start taking over your nights and weekends. And that is just really tough to deal with. That can lead you right back to the burnout path that you are trying to avoid by being a contractor. So that's the thing. If admin work is creeping into your evenings and your weekend, I'm going to tell you now that is not sustainable. So a few different paths you can take this. You can hire some support for that admin work. There are virtual assistants. There are people that can take, whether it's a bookkeeper or a CPA can take over payroll, whatever. You can hire work for non-provider related tasks like that admin work, or you can hire a provider to take on a little bit of your school schedule to free up your time for admin. So sign number three, you are working nights and weekends. That is typically time to show that it's time to hire. With that said, come progress reporting time, when I was first starting out as a contractor, progress reporting time, I did work nights and weekends, but it wasn't all the time. It was just, you know, that heavy time with paperwork. So this is something that it's pretty consistent. And you are working more than you intend to. So sign number four, that it is time to hire, your income is stuck. Okay, so this is a really powerful topic. There becomes a point in time as a contractor where your income gets stuck, right? If you are serving the caseload yourself, at a certain point in time, your income is going to stop growing substantially. And you will, I mean, especially if you're in an area where the market is saturated, you may have already pushed your rate as high as you can with your district, with the exception of like maybe a few dollars. But with the cost of everything, that doesn't really equate to all that much coming home to you. So you do get a point as a contractor where your income gets financially stuck. And maybe that's fine. Maybe your income is what you need it to be to pay the bills and to give you the quality of life that you have dreamed of. And if so, that is perfect. Stay beautiful and small, and I love it. But if you are someone that has passive revenue on your mind, and okay, let me just give this quick thing. I've said in podcasts before, and if you've watched any of my trainings, I try not to say passive revenue and schools in the same wording, same sentence, because nothing about school districts seems all that much passive. Schools are unique and have unique needs. So when I say passive, I more so mean that you're not doing the therapy for it, but yet you're still getting a little bit of revenue. And I talk about this a bit in my other podcast where I discuss kind of the three paths you can take. But one thing that I like about hiring is you can build a separate revenue stream that doesn't involve you taking on additional therapy clients. That doesn't mean that it doesn't involve any work. Depending on if you do W-2 or 1099, there will be work there. If you have W-2 providers, there's going to be more work, right? And more costs. If you are in an area where your CPA is comfortable with you having 1099 providers, then you will have less work. Your profit margins will be smaller before you take out costs, but still, that will be less work, but it's still work. It's still work to find the contract. It's still work to invoice. It is still work to recruit. So there is still work there. I will also say the more that you retain the customer and retain the provider, the work becomes less and less because it really becomes a well-oiled machine. But especially that first year with that first provider, it just takes some time admin-wise, especially during onboarding. But with that said, let's say when all expenses are done, a full-time school contract that you've hired out, depending on if you do W-2 or 1099, depending on your profit margins, your expenses, all of that, I'm going to speak in very hypothetical numbers here, but usually that can bring in $20,000 to $25,000 extra dollars to you a year. Now, I've said this before, for me, that was not enough to pay the bills, right? I had to get to so many FTE before that amount would be enough to pay my bills where I would step away from therapy entirely. However, when you have your own revenue stream, that extra money can go towards student loans or vacation or, I don't know, the stock market, who knows, whatever you want it to go to. A hot tub, live your best life. But that side revenue only comes if you decide to do something in addition to contracting. I have always said that school contracting and taking on a contract yourself absolutely pays the bills and gives you the life you want. However, adding on a hire can give you additional revenue. And that's where things like Disney and those more luxurious things kind of come into play. And you may be in an area that pays contractors really well. And so maybe you've started adding on those perks with just being a contractor. And I love that. And that's amazing. Good for you. But for me, having an income that is not just pays the bills, but is this is an amazing income and I can't find this anywhere else as an SLP, that came from a few hires. All right. So sign number four, if you want more of your income and you've really maxed out the rate in your territory, eventually you'll get to the point where you have to hire or add on a revenue stream like private clients and summer camps, etc. That's not my area of expertise. But eventually you get to where you just don't have as much wiggle room with your school contract, right? And you definitely don't have enough wiggle room in your calendar because the schools are only open for a certain period of time during the day. So it's not like we can add on all that many additional school hours, and you would probably burn out if you do. So if you are wanting more from your income, that is where hiring for an additional contract comes in and can give you an additional revenue stream. All right, sign number five, that you would really benefit from hiring a provider or subcontracting with a provider, is you are dreaming of making a bigger impact, but you can't work additional hours. So this is one, and I'll talk about me and see if any of you out there can relate. I am just a sucker for car line and being there to pick up my kids and take them to school and all of that. Like, that just brings me such joy. And so there are only certain times that I work and provide billable services. But I also love this idea of helping rural districts that are just in the hamster wheel of staffing agency after staffing agency after staffing agency, and really could use someone that, you know, had pigs in the fair and would totally get their vibe. That was where I was at. And I'm listening to this, you may relate, and definitely message me on Instagram or email me if you do, where you dream of making a bigger impact, but you can't stretch yourself any further. If you are passionate about serving more students and supporting more schools and making a bigger difference in your community, please do not let something like your time or what feels like a knowledge gap hold you back, because there is no skill that you can't learn when it comes to hiring, right? There is nothing that you can't figure out there. And hiring lets you expand your impact while protecting your time and energy. And just a little caveat here, I think about our field. Actually, I think about the emails that I receive and the people that I see on the contractor group. And the most obvious is, you know, we're helping people get contracts with schools and they're celebrating that. But then there's this subgroup that's celebrating. And those are the providers that don't want to get their own contract. Like, they have no desire to sell and to manage a contract, but they also don't want to work for a school district. They have been burned. Perhaps they've been burned by a staffing agency, and they're waiting for a provider-run business to work for. So sign number five is you're dreaming of making a bigger impact. I challenge you to go beyond just dreaming of making a bigger impact with your district and your community, although that's beautiful, but making a bigger impact with your fellow providers who are currently being paid poorly or who are overwhelmed at schools. I just think of the providers that I've managed in the past and what solid providers they are and how good they were at case management and how good they were at working with students, but they were burnt out. I challenge you to think about the impact that you can make for a provider, giving them a great place to work, giving them a reasonable caseload, giving them an opportunity to work for someone who gets it. So when we think about sign number five, this is your permission slip. Don't just think about the students, although that's important, and boy, do they need you. The schools need you. But think about the providers. There's still too many out there that are just not in a professional a professionally enjoyable situation. I mean, you see it on Facebook. I think there's a whole Facebook group devoted to providers wanting to leave the field. It is something that needs addressed. And I argue that we can help address it by providing wonderful employment opportunities. So I'm challenging you with sign number 5 to let your brain go there and think about what you can do for our field, because I think that you would be wonderful to work for. So if you have found yourself nodding along to one of these, maybe 2, 3, if you've nodded along to 5 of these, here's the big message I want you to hear. You are fully capable of stepping into this next chapter. If you are listening and you have a private practice or you have a school contract in place, you have navigated some really tough roads. You have sold, you have closed contracts, you have advocated for your rate. You are fully capable of stepping into this next chapter. So with the right tools and support, you can expand your income and your reach and contribute to the field in a beautiful way without losing yourself in the process, without losing your desire to have work-life balance or to have a niche business. I mean, you can align your hiring goals with why you started your business beautifully. And you can be really intentional about that. So if you are curious what it takes to actually hire and you want like a big picture, I do have a free resource for you. I've attached it to the show notes. It's called the School Staffing Checklist, and it takes you through big picture steps to have that first hire. So if you don't see it in the show notes, you can go to my website, www.thetherapistsupportnetwork.com/school-staffing, and find it there. So you have already built something really special. I encourage you, if any of this sounded relatable, keep building. And I am really proud of you for allowing yourself to dream bigger. And as always, I am here cheering you on. That's a wrap on this episode of Beyond the Big Agencies. Remember, success isn't just meant for the big staffing agencies. It's meant for providers like you who show up, take action, and build something meaningful. So go get them. And if you're ready for more support strategies and a community that gets it, join us inside the Therapist Support Network. You don't have to do this alone. Head to www.thetherapistsupportnetwork.com to connect, learn, and grow with other SLPs, OTs, PTs, and related service providers building their own path. Until next time, keep pushing forward.